Hi, I'm Beth, and this is Mindful Bites.
Some days you're going to have a great diet. Some days you're going to have a diet where you've just put some stuff in the
leftover
oven. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're the hot version of me.
Yes, the hot.
We just like all need to be a little bit less judgmental.
I have not seen those cool earrings. They are cool.
Corn.
They're so cool.
For me, it's Kong.
I actually love them so much. And you have like such an interesting way of eating corn. It's my favorite thing to watch.
I've never seen it.
How do you eat corn, Pam?
Hey, tell us, Pam. I choose two rows and I take them out individually. And so, and then I take the rows out. And at the end, it's a very clean cob. So, you know, when clean. You bite it, like, you know how when you bite it and the kernels, like, and there's like the strings
like,
of the kernels
like, come and like splash out in your face.
It's part of eating a corn, but anyway, yeah.
Yes. So it's nice and clean at the end.
Do you feel like it's stuck in your teeth less? Because that's one of the things that I hate about eating corn on a cob.
Yep, it actually does. It doesn't get stuck in my teeth.
So now we all need to adopt Pam's way of eating
corn. I need to watch it. Can you have a demo?
It's actually the funniest thing. It's not even funny. It's just curious. Yeah. Like, I just watch you and I'm like, wow, that's really different. But you go, girl.
Go, Pam. You do you.
Yes.
Sleep, Pam. I've got some cool little popcorn earrings.
Those are cool.
You know?
You're just
love my little popcorn earrings.
You're the hot version of me.
Yes.
The hot. The cooked version.
The cooked version. I've just gone and, I don't know.
Beautiful.
Put myself in a saucepan.
The microwave.
Hot.
But yours are cute. I love your little bubble strawberries.
I know.
They kind of look like cartoon strawberries.
I know. They're the last ones I could find. The scrape in the bottom of the barrel, I think.
No, they're cute. I love them.
So, vegetarian, vegan.
Yes.
Topic for today. I think that's what we're going to talk about today because I think, you know, as an ex-vegan myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was vegan for a long time.
What? Why?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I was a vegan, well, for many reasons, but I think the main one was, unfortunately, a negative relationship with food.
Yeah,
right. It was mine, my experience. That is not what the vegan diet is, but that was my experience. And then I ended up getting celiac disease and things like that, and irritable bowel, so I can't actually eat a lot of the vegan food. So I was like, I'm already restrictive here with gluten-free, and, you know, I can't do any vegan more restriction. Mm. Yeah, it was limited, very, very limited.
Big call.
That was my call. Yeah, I had to make it. But I get a lot of people who are vegetarian or vegan concerned about seeing us because they think that we're going to make them eat meat. Which is not the case. Yeah.
It's almost like a thing that people say.
It's a big thing.
Like they'll just be like, oh, yeah, I'm a vegan.
Yes.
And I'm not eating meat. I'm like, it's okay.
There's
like,
a disclaimer.
That's not.
No.
I was going to say that. Like, that is so cool. Not here for that. Like,
no,
I'm not here to do that.
We want to help you get the best out of your diet.
Yes. And what you want to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I suppose there's some misconceptions around the vegan diet and health and you know, deficiencies and things like that. You know, your iron, B12, calcium, those types of things are generally perceived as a problem for our vegan friends or vegetarian friends. Mm. However, the studies don't show that, actually. So in terms of, and I think in practice as well, I've seen in terms of the people, either meat eaters versus vegans or vegetarians, a lot of them are still not eating, having enough calcium or not having enough iron or not having enough B12.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily say that vegans have that.
It's definitely not just in that population.
No.
Like, I mean, nearly every second person that walks in the door's got an iron deficiency or low iron. And
yeah.
They're not all vegans and vegetarians. So it's not exclusive to that population.
No. So we just want to talk about it today so that we can kind of, I guess, highlight that. We are allies. Well, I'm a vegan ally over here. And, you know, our idea is to help you guys have a closer, better relationship with food or, you know, improve your diet. So they are it is a good diet. It's very low fat. It can be very low fat, can also not be low in fat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just watching a bit of that balance there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it becomes like vegan and vegetarian diets, if it's on the moral grounds of even if it is for maybe the environment, because we know that like producing animal products and stuff uses a lot of resources, and in the world that we live in, if we can be more sustainable with how we use our foods and things like that, if veganism or vegetarianism is, you know, like in the from the background of, oh, I want to be more sustainable for the world and care about the planet and things like that, yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
If it is from a moral standpoint where they, you know, don't want to hurt animals, then yeah, sure, go for it. But I think it can become an issue sometimes when people think that being a vegan or a vegetarian means that you're healthier. Or that you'll be slimmer.
You're more likely to lose weight if you're vegan or vegetarian. By cutting out those meat products.
I think it's important to like highlight that as but also like looking at the you know, it can be unhealthy. Like it can be, you know, I don't see a lot, I mean, I see when I see a lot of meat eaters or vegans or vegetarians, you know, we've all got very similar you know, diet deficiencies. Do you know what I mean? So vegetables, maybe two serves a day, or you know, instead of hitting the traditional markets, it's not just that, you know, or protein foods and things like that. I think that's definitely, I think there's like an idea around well, not always, but you know, that this diet has to be perfect as well, which I find I mean, it can be hard. Every kind of diet is challenging, like if you've got restrictions, but that that perfection, it doesn't have to be. You can have a little bit of plant-based, or you can be, you know, a lot of plant-based.
Yeah, and I guess there's also like that whole thing about some people don't want the cross-contamination of meat or or fish products or dairy or milk, whatever, whereas other people are like, no, I'll eat stuff that may contain milk solids or that sort of thing. And it's actually just okay to do what works for you. There are no vegan and vegetarian police. I know some people think that they're vegan and vegetarian police, but there actually isn't. And I mean, this is just something that we're trying to I guess create in our practice, is that anything and everything is okay. You've got to find what works for you.
And I think that comes down to the, like some of the stuff that we are going to cover in all of our podcasts is really that, you know, the rules. Food rules and the increased stress around having to be perfect around that, you know, like some days you're going to have a great diet, some days you're going to have a diet where you've just put some stuff in the oven and it doesn't matter, like so that's just how it is, I guess, and we want to, I guess, flag that. But I mean, for considerations with vegans, I think probably the biggest one, I guess, is like your alternative. Not the biggest, but your one of them is like your alternative milks, just making sure that they're all fortified, you know, and you're choosing things like your B12s and foods like your nutritional yeast and spreads and things like that have got in the tofu meat
substitutes
that have the B12 in them. And again, iron as well, which is found in cereal products and and other forms of meat alternatives.
And you do also want to be getting regular blood work. Like if you are choosing a vegan or vegetarian diet, it is important that, you know, you're having your annual health checks and making sure that you aren't deficient in any of those things, because we do have markers to be able to measure those things. And so that can kind of give you assistance in terms of figuring out whether your diet is adequate and appropriate for your needs. So I definitely tuck that on there. You don't just have to do this by going, oh, I think I need to make sure I'm eating these foods, but you can just get some blood tests that will tell you what do you need, what do you need to be focusing on, what foods do you need to be including more, and obviously seeing a dietitian would help.
I think it's a little tougher, like for me personally, I found it challenging to be vegan. No one else in my family were vegan, it was just me, so that I found really challenging as a young person, and having that, you know, having people cooking for me or around me, that I found quite challenging. But it comes down to planning, which you don't see. You see that in people who are not vegan or vegetarian anyway. Like you need to have the skills around planning your meals. You need to make sure that you've got variety in your diet, which is exactly the same as if you're a meat eater. You know, you need to make sure that you've got options and that you are shopping and, you know, doing all those sorts of things. So I don't think it's much different.
Developing skills with cooking and stuff like that, so that you're feeling confident in being able to actually have that variety and meet your needs in the way that you need to meet them, I guess.
Absolutely.
So they can be heavily processed.
They can be
diets, but you see that in this space anyway. Like, if you were to sort of go, okay, vegetarians and vegans need to have, you know, this amount of plant-based foods, or this amount of, this amount from the five serves of vegetables, you know, all that sort of stuff, and that, in those food group type situations, you see that amongst the whole population, our vegan and vegetarian friends.
Yeah. I do think also, just going back to the whole thing about perfection, like, we just, like, all need to be a little bit less judgmental, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I even have a friend who's vegan, and she was having a lot of trouble with her gut, which is also something I do see a lot. People who have IBS and are vegan or vegetarian, a lot of our legumes can be problematic. So you can sort of end up in this space where you're like, I actually can't eat any of my protein sources.
Which is what happened here.
And so what do I do? Like, how do I actually get what I need? And in my friend's case, she ended up going, I actually can't sustain this diet and be healthy and get what I need. So she decided to introduce eggs. And I'm not saying that that is what anyone should do, but I'm saying for her, she actually found that really difficult because she felt like she was going to be judged for it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, but that is what she decided she needed. And we've all just got to be like, okay, well, some things work, some things don't. And we've just got to be like,
yeah,
if that's what they need, but also they're otherwise going, but I'm not adopting anything else. I'm not going to start drinking milk. I'm not going to do anything else. Like, that's okay too. Like, you just do what you need to do.
If you're primarily eating that plant-based, great.
Yeah. And ultimately, we all need to be eating less meat as a society. Yeah. Like, we do eat too much meat. And we're seeing the problems with that. Well, if you look at the guidelines, it's
about 75 grams times 2.5.
Yeah.
That's literally the recommendations around meat.
Yeah.
2.5 serves a day. And they're about between 75 to maybe 90 grams a day. It's not much.
Mm. Yeah. And so we don't need to be, like, not every single person should be taking it to, you know, all the way to veganism or all the way to vegetarianism if they don't want to. But, like, if we are talking about sustainability just in general for the environment and we're talking about our health, like, adopting a diet that is more plant-based.
Definitely plant-based, yeah.
Plus adding in those meats if you wish to, or animal products if you wish to, is probably a good way to go.
Yeah. I agree. Nice job.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.